But Penn State finally got Northwestern into bad rotations, got them running around, the ball movement, and it shows in the other stat. Penn State had 19 assists last night. That shows the ball movement right there. It came into play on the final possession for Penn State in overtime, where Evan Mahaffey, a true freshman, made three terrific plays down the stretch. One was to draw a foul offensively, put him at the line, and then the first free throw, and you could tell out of his hand, had no chance, was not a good shot. This is the first time in his career, collegially, he's been in this spot. The second one, he knocked it down all net and tied the game at 65. He then was involved in the defensive rebound to get the stop they needed at the defensive end of the floor. Because remember, Northwestern, I talked about the defense play Penn State played all night, except for the threes, where Barnheiser hit the majority of them. He really had a great night. Penn State defensively held Northwestern without a point over the final 2:45 of the game. Northwestern for the game was 12 of 39 in twos for the game. 12 of 39 in twos. And that defense was, A, kept them in the game in the first half. And even though Northwestern went through a series where it looked like Penn State wasn't getting stops, then Penn State, in the final few minutes of regulation, started getting stops. And then in overtime, kept getting stops. There are a couple reasons for that. One, you have a game plan going in. And with about 5 minutes to go, Micah improvised. They decided, Bowie's over there, and everybody's looking for matchups. What is the matchup you want? For example, you watch Purdue play Wisconsin tonight. Wherever a Sejan goes, that's going to be the matchup Purdue wants. Excellent shooter, can't defend Matt. Well, that's what they were doing. They were looking at Andrew Funk and felt that with Boo Bowie against Andrew, they had an advantage. So what did they do? They improvised off a timeout, and they started running a second guy, which had not been in the game plan. They started running a second guy at Boo. And it threw off Northwestern because they did not expect it. Bowie didn't expect it. To be honest with you, Chris Collins didn't expect it. And Northwestern had a lot of trouble adjusting to it. Then offensively, Micah saved a few plays that he wanted to run and sets he wanted to run for the end. And then he decided with about 3 to 5 minutes to go in regulation, then throughout overtime, to then run the sets, trying to get Pickett deep, trying to draw that second defender, kicking the ball back out. If Pickett had the shot, fine. If not, Lundy hit four threes, Funk hit four threes, and of course Cam. On the winner, on the game winner, we get to the third play that Mahaffey made. Pickett puts up the shot, good shot. And remember, at the end of regulation, Funk's shot, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure how it didn't go in. I think it grazed the rim, the rim coming down, and that's why it rattled and popped out. Well, he backs him down. He's got the shot. He missed the shot. And again, remember, you're at a point in the game. What do you need? Because the game is tied. You only need one. Well, he missed the shot, and Mahaffey, to his credit, great athlete, playing out of position, not only grabs the rebound, but how often have you heard Dick and I talk about Evan as an excellent passer? And he got that rebound, and when he controlled it, he threw a fabulous pass to the wing to Funk. And I don't know which Northwestern player it was. I think it was Audige. When Andrew caught it, went out, and was coming at Andrew. And Andrew quickly made the decision that Winner had the best chance. He was in the corner, and he quickly got it over there. And Kim, who's been doing this now for a month, knocked it down. This is what they did last night they had not done all season. It was the first time all season they were trailing at halftime and rallied to win. It was the third overtime game this season, all on the road, and it's the first one of the three they've won. So they bucked trends in a couple of big areas yesterday. Held them to in the mid-30s from the field. Shot the ball well themselves. And picked up a quad one win. Now you go to the next one. It's Maryland on Sunday at noon.